Hello and welcome to Unlocking Possibilities, the podcast that will help you to transform your life and or your business from the inside out. I'll be bringing to you the best of NLP and cutting edge neuroscience of your multiple brains. I'll be exploring how these transformational coaching modalities have the potential to change your life. And if you're interested in training to coach others in NLP or MBIT, then listen out for more information about my training courses and how you can become an accredited NLP and MBIT coach. Hello and welcome to Unlocking Possibilities with NLP and Coaching. I'm your host, Sarah Fletcher, and here we are once again talking about how you can bring the best of yourself to your life. So I did say that I was going to share with you some things from my book, which is what I'm going to do. I've also got some intermittent podcast episodes as well, where I have been chatting to students, current students and previous students, students who are still with me, who have carried on in my business mastermind and who have come for more coaching and support with me. So you can find those on my podcast and also head over to YouTube and you can see those live as I chat to my gorgeous, amazing students. So today I want to talk to you about decisions. So in my book, there is a small chapter on high quality thinking determines a high quality life. And it's really interesting when we think about making decisions for our life, because the decisions that you make the decisions that you made yesterday are influencing how your life is today. The decisions you make today are going to influence how your life is tomorrow and in a week and in 6 months and in 12 months. Now, last year, so a bit of sort of a personal story, last year I felt sometimes quite low in energy. So as a woman going into her 50s, struggled a little bit with menopausal symptoms and energy levels, and mood was sometimes a little bit low, and, you know, had to work sort of super, I don't want to say the word hard, but really utilize the skills and tools that I've got to support myself to, you know, to feel good. And energy levels was something that I did struggle with last year. And as part of that as well, I wasn't particularly nourishing myself with my diet as well as I could. So in January, I absolutely made a decision, as I turned 50 this year, I made a decision that I was going to nourish my body as well as my mind to support it in its health and well-being. And something that was really important to me was having physical strength and feeling good and really showing up as the best person of me. I was feeling a little bit like I'd slipped into, you know, sometimes you tell yourself those stories, tomorrow I'll do it, you know, and you kind of make excuses and you give yourself reasons not to do the thing that you want to do. And then you convince yourself that it's all right because tomorrow's another day, etc., etc. And I'd slipped into that a little bit around my health and well-being, eating and nurturing and nourishing my body in the way that I like to do it. So in January, I made that decision that as I turn 50 this year, I was absolutely going to support my health, nourish my body in a way that was, you know, supportive of longevity. I think you get to a certain age in life and you think, oh my goodness, you know, actually your sort of mortality starts to creep in. And after, you know, last year we lost in-laws and yeah, you just start to think about that. And I mean, no time is promised to us. However, I think with age, it starts to get a little bit more, a bit closer and more sort of, okay, so actually my time on this earth is now less than probably what I've already had. So anyway, without going into the morbid side of things, and it was around, for me, it was around making those decisions to support that nourishing health and well-being and taking care of myself. So I decided to sign up with a local fitness program and do boot camp, and I have been doing that since January and have now fully brought it into my habit and my routines. However, that doesn't mean to say that it isn't still challenging on a morning to, you know, drag myself out of bed and actually go. The coffee when I get home is the best cup of coffee that I have. But it doesn't, you know, I still wake up in the morning and I can hear the thoughts creeping of, oh, can I really go this morning? And I interrupt that really quickly by jumping straight out of bed and getting my clothes on. And in that moment, in that decision, in that moment, that really impacts and influences the way that my day goes. Lots of research around our morning routine and our habits and how we set ourselves up for the day. And I, even though in that moment, as my eyes open and, you know, the alarm's gone off and it's like 5:45 or sometimes 5:30, and I'm like, okay, you know, you can do this. Even in that moment of that happening, I've got that window, if you like, to make that decision about not just in that moment for getting up and doing my exercise and doing the things that I really want to do, but actually in that decision, I'm also making a decision about how the rest of my day is also going to be set up, because I know that when I do that, I have more energy. I feel so much better and confident. I feel better about myself because I've done something that I've committed to and that I have made a promise to myself about. I feel that I am doing the things I want to do for myself. So therefore, that makes me feel good because I am doing the nourishing and nurturing of myself and prioritizing the things that I want to prioritize. So not only does that decision in that moment impact, you know, the behaviors, what I do then, it also influences how I set myself up for the day. And in my book, I talk about that those decisions that we make every day determine how you live your life. And the problem is with decision making, a lot of our decisions are made out of our conscious awareness. Because of our habits and our patterns and our early programming in life, often those decision making strategies aren't conscious because we get into habits and then habits are neurologically wired in and they become our natural way of being. And unfortunately, some of those habits and things that we do aren't supportive of a healthy and happy life. You know, you might have habituated yourself into overthinking and worrying and stressing, or eating poorly and, you know, not making wise choices about your health and well-being. And what can happen is because these decisions, if you like, are determined by your past experiences, by your beliefs, by your values, your identity, your perception of yourself, then sometimes our decision-making skills can be flawed or can not be supportive of what we actually want in our life. And we end up in autopilot, making decisions on autopilot and meandering through the day, not really directing our life consciously and making conscious choices about what we do. You know, how often do you maybe mindlessly eat, for example, where you're, you know, having the same foods or in the same routines or not really making conscious, wise choices? Perhaps you're really hungry, so you know, go into the cupboard and grab the first thing that's there. Or perhaps you have decided what you're having for your tea, and then when it comes to tea time, it's like, well, you just have it because you've already decided, but it's not really what you want. Perhaps it's not even that nourishing for yourself. So we get into those autopilots, get into those habits. How often do you mindlessly scroll through social media and half an hour has passed, maybe an hour. In fact, I was having this conversation with somebody the other day at one of my Women in Business events who was talking about, the event was all around procrastination. And I was supporting the women who attended to overcome their procrastination in their business. And one of the ladies was saying that she was horrified at how many hours she spends scrolling through social media, when actually if she spent that time being productive, making decisions about how she, making conscious decisions about how she was going to spend her time, then actually she'd have probably already written the book that she's been talking about for the past few years. And this is the thing, isn't it? You know, we can get into this mindless way of behaving, this autopilot, scrolling through social media. And there's so many things that can distract us, you know, watching things on TV perhaps that aren't even necessarily nourishing us, or we're maybe not even, you know, sort of enjoying it. Again, it might just be that we have a habit of watching certain things at a certain time, doing things at a certain time, mindlessly eating, mindlessly scrolling, mindless conversations even, you know, having conversations with people that are involved in drama, or, you know, just kind of not even nourishing us. And yet we sort of do it because it's patterns that we've got into. We're on autopilot. We're not really consciously thinking about it. So our decisions are often made at that unconscious level, that we are on autopilot, that we're getting up in the morning, doing what we do, you know, with our routine and meandering every day sort of through life a little bit aimlessly and mindlessly. So when we make conscious decisions, when we actually pause and stop and really tune into our mind, our body, what it is that we actually do want, and start to consciously bring our awareness to that, then we can make decisions that are much more supportive of a happy, healthy, fulfilling, successful, whatever it is for you, life. And you can begin to really bring that into your awareness and start to interrupt the autopilot and maybe the mindless things that you're doing, so that you are consciously driving your life, you're consciously choosing your life. So, you know, for example, going back to what I said about waking up in the morning, putting the covers back over your head, telling yourself you'll do it tomorrow, that becomes a habit. You know, the alarm goes off, you're anchored in then to some conversation that you have in your mind around, oh, it's okay, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll start tomorrow. Right now, I just want to get this sleep. So it's almost like that instant gratification in that here and now, but actually the long term and the things that you actually want long term in your life are going to require you to be more conscious about those decisions, to change some of those patterns. So, and this is why, you know, it takes time to wire in these new habits and these new patterns of thinking, feeling and behaving, and that we've got to be persistent and consistent with it, and also disciplined. You know, that's kind of a big word I think that comes through a lot when I'm talking to people. It's having that discipline to do the thing that you've said you want to do and continue to do it through the discipline of the way that you think, the way that you feel, and the way that you behave. So when we're making decisions, whatever those decisions are, I'm going to invite you through listening to this podcast to think consciously about what it is that you actually want. So in NLP, what we do is we have a method of well-formed outcomes. And if you get the book, there is a process in there for you to do this. So we have a process of a well-formed outcome where you decide consciously what it is that you want. You then start to tune into what your values are, what's important to you about it. So for example, for me, with the health and fitness journey that, you know, I decided to take this year, because like I say, it had felt, particularly after COVID, that it had really gone off the direction of where I wanted it to go. So making those conscious decisions of what do I actually want, but then tuning into your values, because when something's really important to us, we're more likely to be successful with it. So asking yourself the questions, for what purpose do you want it? What will having that thing give you? How will it benefit your life? What will it bring you? So really starting to tune into what's important to you about that. So I already said to you at the beginning of this podcast, for me at this time in my life now, longevity and having health for the longevity of my life is really important, because as I move into my 50s, I really am setting the that precedence for what my later life looks like by looking after myself and keeping myself healthy and well as best as I possibly can. You know, as best as I possibly can. Who knows what's going to happen? But I can make choices to support myself in the best way possible. So tuning into what's important to you. So for me, I went, ask myself those questions. Well, what will having that give you? So it will give me more energy. It will give me the ability to have more clarity. So when I'm working on things in my business and I am getting clear on things, I'm visioning things, I've got the energy to sustain a successful business. I've got the energy to sustain myself in my business. And, you know, asking yourself those other questions. So what is important to you about that? So what is important to me about that is that as I sustain my own energy and prioritize my own health, I'm able to help more people. I can make a bigger impact in the world. I can role model that for other people so that it inspires others to then go and, you know, be their best self as well, so that then they can help more people. So when you ask yourself those questions around what's important to you, what will having it give you, how does it benefit you in your life, you start to really lean into what is important, lean into your values, and it takes you away from the actual behavior, you know, the behavior of going to boot camp and getting up at 5:45 in the morning and doing an hour's worth of exercise. It's so much more than that. It's like you then go up higher and higher and higher. Well, actually, what is the bigger purpose of that? The bigger purpose of that for me is that that health, that energy, that feeling good, that confidence helps me to show up in the best version of myself for other people so that they can also show up as the best version of themselves. And then together, we make a wider impact in the world and more people have better lives. So you can see how this really supports you when you start to make conscious decisions and ask yourself really helpful questions. It directs your thinking, it directs your emotions and feelings, and then ultimately directs your behavior in the way that you want to go. So I just wanted to share that with you today around decision making and getting you to really consider, or inviting you to consider and think about, what decisions are you making every day unconsciously? What habits are you doing that aren't serving a happy, healthy, successful life? What things do you do every day that are just sort of in that unconscious, mindless way of being? And support yourself to come out of that and choose consciously the direction of your day. What is it that you want? What decisions can you make from the moment you wake up? What decisions are you making that are going to support you in running that day in the way that you want to? And take it one day at a time. One of the things that I find when I'm coaching people, we can have big goals and big visions of what we like, but sometimes that feels too far away. If you are on the health journey like me, and from where I was even 3 months ago, you know, it can feel too far away for us. So take it step by step, give yourself grace, give yourself permission to celebrate and, you know, reward, celebrate, enjoy being the journey, not just the destination. Enjoy the process of how it feels to move towards what it is that you want. So as you think about where you're heading and where you're going, also make sure that at each step you are high-fiving those wins, celebrating and really embracing and enjoying the whole process, not just the destination. So I hope you found today useful. I would love to know what you think. Do tag me in your socials. Had some brilliant messages, people tagging me with my book in various countries on their holiday. It's been Easter break, so lots of people have been on holiday and have been tagging me with their book, which has just been gorgeous. So thank you so much for that. I deeply appreciate that. So please do, if you are reading my book, if there are things that you have found in it that are, you know, really helpful and useful, and you've maybe shared it with somebody else, because to me that's one of my values around writing this book, was that people would read it and then it would help them to be not only just a better version of themselves, but perhaps also share it with other people and even gift a book. I've had some people who have bought books for other people, so gift a book to other people as well. So thank you so much for being here. Lots of love. Have a great week and I'll see you next week.